as the 1098. Children can also write through the PEMA website and click on a button called Report a Case to increase the avenues for children to report cases. And children can also report through social media that the PEMA is actually handling. Children can also report cases through their family members or through the schools. Schools have peer helpers to whom the children can actually confide to, and the peer helpers then report it to their teachers and the counselors. Children can also report cases directly to the Women and Child Protection Unit of the police, and they can also report through health centers, especially through the adolescent-friendly health services. The response services ensure comprehensive case management, including aftercare and reintegration. And the case management standards also require protection officers to follow up on cases, as well as follow up on the status during which the interventions are also provided further. I would also like to add that we have standard operating procedures to handle survivors or even witnesses of violence. Survivor or child-friendly rooms, supportive communication, congenial environment, and safe procedures are required required by the standards. Privacy and safety are core requirements during interview and investigations. After the reporting, every frontline worker will be trained, are already trained and further trained on providing psychological first aid to ensure that children are taken care during the reporting and investigation processes. To add on further, our country aims to ensure that there is a robust care ecosystem developed within the country to support children affected by violence. Standard operating procedures for case management are in place. Training manuals on early identification and safe referrals are also developed, and service providers among teachers, case managers, health workers, law enforcers, and other stakeholders with the local government are trained on early identification and safe referrals. Service providers are trained on all these standard operating procedures for reporting, as well as basic interventions. Child protection officers are also trained and certified based on international child case management standards. Gender and child focal officers within the districts also help in reporting and intervention mechanisms, and they are also trained on case management and reporting protocols. More than 1,000 service providers, including principals, counselors, and well-being focal teachers in the districts, have been trained on guidelines and the standing operating procedures for strategic implementation of anti-bullying, as well as for reporting violence against children. More than 200 counselors were also trained on child protection and mandatory reporting for child protection issues, child abuse, and reporting mechanisms through the Career Education and Counseling Division from 2018 to 2022. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would like to give the floor to DG to respond to the questions related to corporal punishment in schools.
There was this question referring to prevalence of corporal punishment in schools.